Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Kent for Thursday, June 24th, 2021. Brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry, Dr. Mike O'Neill, just the best dentist that there is. Call him, 317-849-2933. Make an appointment. If you can hire the best dentist in the world, why in the world wouldn't you? Let's talk about sports, shall we? What in the world is going on in Bloomington, Indiana with Indiana football? They get another commitment. What's happening? Carter Smith, an offensive tackle, a really good offensive tackle from Powell, Ohio, 6'6", 275 pounds, coming to Indiana. This on the heels of a quarterback from Texas. All kinds of transfers coming in, including a former five-star running back from USC. Indiana stacking talent at a level that they have never stacked talent. They finished last year ranked 11th in the nation. They were 6-1 in the Big Ten. They beat the living hell out of Michigan. Indiana is rolling in football in a way that nobody has seen Indiana roll in football since the days immediately after World War II with Bo McMillan as the coach in Bloomington. I don't know what to do with myself. Here is my recollection of Indiana football over the last 35 years. Not so good. So you go to the tailgate, you have a great time, you go into the stadium, you look around, you watch a few plays, and you go to Knicks. That's Indiana football. I think times have changed. I think the pivot has occurred. Can I explain it? No, I can't explain it. But I see myself sitting at Memorial Stadium watching entire games this coming season. And frankly, I don't know what to do with myself about that. I had resigned myself to being a guy forever tethered to a football program that had no chance to succeed whatsoever in the long term. And I think what has happened is that Indiana has become something entirely different, evolving under Tom Allen in a way that, frankly, I did not foresee. He's got several recruiting pipelines that are absolutely productive as hell. And so what are you going to do? I remember when Tom Allen was hired as the defensive coordinator, and I think I was the first media guy to talk to him. And I was like, I'm ready. Let's go. The guy brought such energy. I was ready to run through a wall. And then I started to think, after he replaced Kevin Wilson, I thought, well, this man's crazy. But maybe he's crazy in a great way. I can't figure it out. I'm not questioning it. You know, because success, you don't question. If you're really good at picking stocks and you make a lot of money in the stock market, you don't analyze what you're doing to cause yourself success. You just repeat it and invest in it. And that's what I'm doing in Indiana football. Indiana football is rolling, yo. Let's talk about Wisconsin basketball for a minute. We found out that on Monday, somebody sent a recording of a meeting that occurred February 19th between Greg Gard, three assistants, and seven seniors to the media. That's what happened. And so it was assumed that a player anonymously sent the recording of that meeting to the media. What wasn't realized is that three assistant coaches were in the meeting, including former assistant coach, interim assistant coach, who is not retained, Alondo Tucker. That may be interesting in trying to infer or discover who sent that recording to the media. May not have been a player. May not have been a petulant 20-year-old, 22-year-old. May have been a petulant assistant coach. I don't put assistant coaches in that meeting if I'm Greg Gard. If I got a problem with my players, I'm not going to have a panel of elders evaluate the players. I'm going in there alone with the players, and I'm going to listen to what they have to say, unfettered by the assistant coaches. Greg Gard may have made that mistake. Trae Young was absolutely bonkers last night. 48 points, 7 rebounds, 11 assists for Nate McMillan's Atlanta Hawks. How sweet is it to see Nate McMillan win last night, game one of the Eastern Conference Finals against the Milwaukee Bucks? They win 116-113. The difference in the game, 3 free throws. Because the Hawks and the Bucks both hit 47 free throws and 8 threes, and they all had, both teams had, 12 offensive rebounds. Really, really close game. A really good game. Nate McMillan's Hawks, they get the win. It would not surprise me. I'd hate it, but it wouldn't surprise me to see the Bucks win the next four. I think they're the best team. And Trae Young, if I'm Mike Budenholzer and if I'm the Milwaukee Bucks, I'm giving Trae Young the business. If I'm going to get beat, it is not going to be by Trae Young. Trae Young is going to wind up on his back again and again and again. That's competing. That's what you do. You make it difficult for the best player on the opposing team to beat you. 48 points and 11 assists. That is not indicative of a team that's competing at a high level against the best player on the opposing team. You got to find a way to stop Trae Young. Although, last night, John Collins was also really, really good. He had 23 points, 15 rebounds. You'll remember John Collins, he was taken immediately after TJ Leaf in the 2017 draft. The Pacers passed on John Collins and took TJ Leaf. The Atlanta Hawks are like Kevin Pritchard's nightmare, right? You know, people have been whining, and correctly, so not whining, but complaining about TJ Leaf being drafted by the Pacers in 2017. They've really been complaining about it since 2017, and rightly so. Also complaining about Nate McMillan being replaced by Nate Bjorkman. And rightly so. And with every game the Atlanta Hawks win and every step closer they get to the NBA Finals, number one, you realize that it's really not that far off for a team like the Pacers, because it obviously not that far off for a team like the Hawks to get to the NBA Finals. However, maybe some of the stuff that would have led the Pacers to that, they were right there. Now, granted, John Collins is not getting to the NBA Finals without having Trae Young. But maybe Trae Young isn't getting to the NBA Finals without John Collins either. And maybe not without Nate McMillan either. Good for Nate. Good for John Collins. And you know what? The Pacers, they're looking for another coach. What are you going to do? They brought it on themselves. I don't mean to keep picking this stab with the Indiana Pacers. But you know what? You fired Nate, and you didn't take John Collins. So what are we going to do about that? All right. Sox won yesterday, 4-3 against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Dylan Cease gets the win. He is 6-3 on the season with a 3.81 ERA. What could have been for the Chicago Cubs? If the Chicago Cubs had not made that dunderheaded trade, and we said it in the moment, I hated this trade from the second it was announced. They acquire Quintana from the White Sox, and they give up Dylan Cease and Eloy Jimenez. What could the Cubs have been had they not made that trade And had they not made the trade to send Yu Darvish to the Padres for a bunch of really, really young prospects who are about 4 years away from the major leagues. What could the Cubs have been this year? If you've got a rotation with Darvish, Cease, Hendricks, you feel pretty good going into a playoff series, don't you? You put Jimenez, who is going to be back in all likelihood at some point this season, injured. So he's not doing much for the White Sox or anything for the White Sox right now. You put him in that outfield healthy, and all of a sudden the Chicago Cubs are a dynamic National League team that wouldn't just be a threat to win the National League Central, but would be a threat to win the World Series. And that's what they gave up, the Cubs did, in order to try to compete in the short term. Short term, hey, let's win now stuff, those deals, they rarely work out real well. We saw it with Jim Hendry toward the end of his time with the Cubs. They just don't work out. They did in 2016. You traded for Chapman. You gave up Gleyber Torres, and Torres has been terrific for the Yankees. But the Cubs got a World Series because Chapman pitched for the Cubs. They used him up, didn't they? They had that guy. He wasn't throwing one inning saves. He was out there for like 2 2/3. He was going old school. He was going 1977 Bruce Sutter, where Herman Franks would run like Bill Bonham or Mike Kruko out there for 5 innings, get an inning out of Willie Hernandez, and then bring in Bruce Sutter for 3. Dude threw a lot of innings as a closer for the Chicago Cubs. Anyway, what would the Cubs be with Cease and Jimenez? Quintana was a washout for the Cubs. Those two guys, giving up those two guys, what are you doing? You know, Theo, please, listen to me once. I know you're not there anymore, but for the love of God, Jed, listen to me. Don't buy at the deadline. Don't give away prospects in order to maybe win this year. This team doesn't have what it takes to win. Sell, sell, sell. You committed to selling when you dealt Darvish. Sell. If you can't re-sign Baez, Bryant, and Rizzo, adios, muchachos. Rebuild that farm system into something that can provide major league talent at a level where you can expect to win a World Series. Let's do it right this time. And then hold on to those guys. Sign them to extensions. Let's celebrate birthdays, shall we? The great Paul Hanson celebrating a birthday. Tony Colston, happy birthday. The great Kevin Harrington. The great Hoppy. Kevin Gessenhues celebrating a birthday. Don St. Thomas, happy birthday. Pete Peterson, happy birthday. Jeff Gross, Scott Sands celebrating a birthday. Eric Lee, Dave Donahoe, Roy Lee Barrett, Valerie Abram, and Jason Petrick, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. For God's sake, if you've got sick days left this year or a vacation day, take it today. Go out, play golf, have a great time. It's a Thursday. Turn it back old school. Go back to when you were 22, 23 years old and Thursday was the best night of the week. Let's do that. Although that leaves you a Friday that could be problematic. Hey, we can't solve all our problems in one breakfast, can we? We'll talk to you a little bit later today. Inside Indiana Sports Now, about 3 o'clock this afternoon.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.